This is TWiT.
And Google did have a problem this last week. They shut them down on Friday with a what's called a malvertiser. They were serving ads through their DoubleClick subsidiary. They bought DoubleClick a few years back from another ad network called Zedo, Zedo.com. And one thinks that this was one of those domain name driven companies where it's like, okay, what names are left? Zedo is left. Okay, fine. Well, that's only four letters. That's good. We'll go with Zedo.
You did check squirrel.com, I hope.
I was gone a long time ago. Yeah. Unfortunately. Although I got it in a few of the, random, off brand domains, but just to have it. This Zedo.com I looked at their website. They looked legitimate too. So I think what happened was they were inadvertently hosting a malicious ad that somebody sent through their network, which they then sent through DoubleClick, which then Google sent out to Last.fm was one of the big sites hosting this malvertising, the Times of Israel and the Jerusalem Post. So I, draw your own conclusions. But those were the three that were mentioned as being the heavy carriers of this malicious ad, which was hosting JavaScript, of course, which would then download the Zermatt downloader, Zermot, which is well known. Microsoft knows about it. Windows Defender and Security Essentials both know about it. So, pretty much anybody who had good, active, up-to-date anti-malware would probably not have had a problem. But anybody who wasn't running anti-malware and visited those sites, and I don't think you needed a click. I think it was a no user action required. The script just ran and, somehow leveraged some behavior in the browser to get outside of the browser sandbox, and people were being infected. So the moment Google found out, which was last Friday, they foreclosed, they lowered the boom on Zedo.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time this has happened. We've seen it happen with any kind of Yahoo's had it happen to them, automated advertising platform. They're set up so that you don't have to get anybody's approval. You just buy an ad and you put it in there. They got to fix that. That's not a good, unattended HTML and CSS and who knows what else.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing.
It is a really, it's an inherent problem with the way the advertising model has developed. Yeah. And I've talked about this when, I see, because I'm using NoScript, I'll like click on the little logo in the toolbar, and I look at the number of domains which are enumerated there by NoScript, which are referred to by the page I am visiting and trying to provide their own content to this page. So the truth is that servers are trusting a vast network of other content, and it's sort of accrued over time like barnacles. It's like, oh well, we want to be able to use the features of jQuery, so jQuery is now one of the blobs that each web page we serve. I don't mean we GRC because I don't use them, but that's the way these things are done. Is browsers are pulling from an incredible number of third parties, and one type of third party that just tends to be a little more in the gray zone is ad servers. They're just serving lots of ads, and the fact that they have the ability to change the content at will, and in some cases to make them sensitive to the context of the user or where they're visiting, it's like, well, ads on this site will tend to have this kind of content. That means that you're not able to lock them down and like check the script and then ask it to to qualify through some checksum. The ads are just changing all the time. So it's a disturbing aspect of the way we're using the web. And we'd like to be able to turn off JavaScript, but I'm running into more and more sites that, you know, over time, this is, you know, we would expect this. Over time, sites are becoming increasingly dependent upon scripting. They're wanting to run code in your browser to offer you the more, you know, the web, whatever version we're on now. I think I heard Andy say it's 49.2 or something, you know, web version, whatever, in order to give us the features that we want. So less and less running with no scripting enabled at all is becoming infeasible.